Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. You have tuned in to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. That's where you've stopped. And just stop and listen to us. I'm Sandy, here with Sherry. And we are hosting Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And this is a show where we have experts rotating through every Saturday morning to talk to you about all sorts of anything gardening.
What's going on? What's growing?
Yes. And we have Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery.
I'm here. Howdy, yes, howdy.
I know, in that bright shirt that glows in the dark. So we had some funny conversations before we started the show here on Home Show Garden Pros. Sandy walked in with her slippers on this morning. So my coffee has obviously not kicked in yet.
So it's not a TV show. It's a radio show. So yes, it's okay. Right,
it's right. Okay. Yes, thank goodness. So Sherry and I are here every Saturday morning. And if you are just tuning in and you've landed on us, you've won the lottery.
Right?
It's just a great show. So Home Show Garden Pros, you can call in and talk to us about anything lawn and garden. And I've been talking offline to Sherry all week about my weeds, you know. So she's like, relax.
So I've decided we need a lawn support group on Saturday mornings.
We could do like part of the hour could be.
I need to join the tomato support group.
Oh, no.
I have a tomato problem.
I don't believe it.
I am an addict.
Oh yes. You are an addict. Yes, you are. Yes.
It's hysterical. I think I'm at 13 now.
And you
in
were
my
gonna
tiny
plant
little
four?
Garden.
Yeah,
eight.
Four.
Four.
It was four. Four, yeah.
And I get so excited. I come home from work and I go out with my flashlight.
Yes.
And I count my tomatoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like you said, it's a healthy obsession.
Yes, that is a great obsession. Yeah. And if you want to learn anything about gardening, I mean, Sherry has got great stories that she shared with us. Last year when you came back from your long Europe trip, you came home to that gigantic cucumber. Yeah. That your daughter hadn't seen.
It wasn't just one. There was probably 30 of them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So you can call us at 281-833-3333 is the phone number. 281-833-3333. And Sherry is an expert on her own. I mean, she's been in the business and is in the business since she was a wee one, the whole family. Mm-hmm. So she's here every Saturday morning, but we've got the rotating expert. Mm-hmm. So you have just got a room full, and I'm just, you know, I just say hi and throw the questions to Sherry and Isaac. So Spring Gardens Nursery, Isaac, is up north, up off of Goslin Road. Great location. I remember when I first met you touring out there, it's so big. We had to ride a little go-kart around to see everything.
Yeah, it helps. It's quite large. It's 18 acres. We've got trees, shrubs. We even have bulk material. We have bag material. We've got palm trees, large trees, small trees.
Trees is a big deal out there.
Yeah.
You have got lots to choose from.
Well, a lot of our customers in that area, we also specialize in privacy hedges because a lot of people want to live in the woodlands, but then they don't want to see their neighbors.
Yeah.
So privacy is very important. So we
Or fences. Like I'm one of those people who H-A-T-E fences.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like fences. I'm like, I see it. Cover that fence.
Put there? But have you ever gone somewhere where they don't have fences in the neighborhoods?
Yes.
So we looked at houses in, one of the Carolinas, north or south, I don't remember, because Greg was going to move there years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you walk out in the backyard and there's no fencing.
Yeah.
And it's like you can see the trailer. In your back. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And then what do you do with your dogs? Because my dogs wouldn't behave.
I think they do a lot of the invisible fences.
Yeah. Mine would go right through it.
Right.
I know a few that would. Yes, you're right.
So fences make great neighbors is what they say.
Yeah. I mean, I like them for the privacy, but
you
I don't like them for the look.
Them.
Yes, I do want to camo them. Yeah. So Home Show Garden Pros, to remind you, so Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery is here, but we have a bunch of people who come through here, and these are all local nurseries, and they're living it, which is fabulous because, you know, they've lived the question that you've got on your mind, and don't hesitate to ask because there are on occasion I'll be brave enough and I'll ask Sherry and our Home Show Garden Pro a really what I think is not a very good question that I should know better, but I ask it anyway. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. But the other Home Show Garden Pros are Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. We have Plants for All Seasons. Kelly's going to be here next weekend up off of 249 Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. John was with us last weekend. Mr. Professor, I love having him on. And Spring Gardens Nursery with Isaac this morning. So he is ready and raring to take your questions and calls at 281-833-3333. And we're going to return after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Now that the rodeo is over, it's time to look for fresh ideas to renovate, decorate, and landscape your home. Get those ideas this weekend at the Cy-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show in the Barry Center.
Free admission, free parking.
The GHBA Remodelers Council's Charity Garage Sale has super bargains on building materials, over 100 exhibitors, free workshops, and Tom Tynan broadcasts live Saturday, 9 to noon
at the Barry Center this weekend.
The Cy-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show, TexwoodShows.com.
Free admission and free parking.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
Yes, we are here with you every Saturday morning, taking your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. Such an easy number to chat with us about your lawn and garden. And I know you've got questions on it.
Well, yeah. And one of the big questions right now is, what can I plant that'll last?
Oh, and, really? Yeah.
Yeah. And Magnolia Gardens has done a great job with their Plants for Texas line. Mm-hmm. And what Plants for Texas are, it's 40 different, it's a whole list of 40 different plants that they've trialed and tested and they know make it through the hot summers and they know come back after winter. They've been in business for 45 years, so you know they know what they're doing. But they've created this whole line of real hardy varieties for Texas, born and tested in Texas, where we are, and things like lantana we talk about all the time, but some newer varieties of lantana that don't eat your yard.
That don't take it over.
Right? Perennials, grasses, succulents, tropicals, so all tried and true. Mm-hmm. For more information, you can go to plantsfortexas.com, but when you go into your nearest Home Show Garden Pro, your favorite Home Show Garden Pro, ask them where their Plants for Texas are. They're in putty-colored pots with a Texas on them, and they say Plants for Texas. So that's how you know. So it kind of takes the guesswork out. And what's the saying that you always say?
Green thumb optional.
Green thumb optional.
Which I love. Yes.
Yes. So get your Plants for Texas.
Yes. So great. We love having them on because that is such a good, reliable, you know, set of plants that you can go and choose from. And easy to find at your Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. We have got Isaac taking your calls and questions from Spring Gardens Nursery. So it is spring, and I know
officially after last week, right?
Yes, that's right. It was on Tuesday or something. Anyway, it was someday this week. Yeah, probably the day it was raining and cold. Welcome to spring for a few hours.
Yes.
So both of your nurseries are just blooming with what is going on out there. So you've got anything you want to replant? Or even if you've got some nurturing questions, okay, how long do I wait to see if this is going to come back?
Right.
You know, we hear a lot about that. So here at the office, we've got an Esperanza, and Charlie brought a picture home this morning or yesterday. And he says, is this supposed to be doing that? And I first said, well, call the show tomorrow. But I used my what I've learned from you guys, and it's got lovely leaves on it. You know, it's coming back.
Yeah.
Whereas we have two at home. And I've nurtured them and I've fed them and they still look like sticks. So I don't know. I'm going to wait.
Well, I say plants are like people. We all bloom at different times.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Maybe yours are just late bloomers.
Yeah, mine could be late bloomers.
And when I mean bloomers, they take them, take them a while to wake up.
So when you have, like with mine at home, Should I feed them? Should I just wait? What do I do?
I would feed them.
Feed them. And they've already been cut back, you know, from the freeze.
Yeah.
The scratch test. I did the scratch test early on. It was good. I saw some green.
Yeah, I would do a granular and a liquid.
Oh, the wonderful liquid seaweed. Yeah. I think I did Ocean Harvest about 2 weeks ago. All right. Okay. Well, then I'm going to wait for my Esperanza. So now we're on. It's a competition between the office Esperanza and the home Esperanza.
And it may be just slight differences. Maybe the ones here, because here it's southern exposure. You might have shade or different soil, little microclimates.
Right. Yeah.
So it's all about when the soil and the air temperature get to a certain amount that kind of spurs on that growth.
Yeah. And maybe how long I've had them, because I think the office one's been here a while. Mm-hmm. It's more established.
Yeah. You got it.
That might be. Yeah. All right. And also, I mean, the soil temperature has, like Sherry said, soil temperature has to be a certain degree. It's usually over 70 degrees. Or right now we've had a few cooler nights like this morning.
Yeah, that's true.
So it might just take a little longer.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess the moral is be patient.
Yep. Be patient. Yeah. I think a lot of people jump the gun. Like, citrus has taken a hit with the freeze, right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't protect mine. Yeah. And my lemon tree and my grapefruit tree.
Are fine.
But you above the graft.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They're doing great. Now, you did the mulch, piled the mulch around it, right?
No, I didn't do any protection at my house this year. I just told everybody how to do it.
So how long had they been in the ground?
The lemon really since last year.
So it's almost new.
It's new. The grapefruit was in a pot behind the garage.
Yeah.
And, I got home and I was like, I'm tired of it. Tired of protecting plants. I've been doing it all day.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. Right. You're on your own.
You're on your own. So I went and poured a glass of wine and relaxed.
And hoped for the best.
And I was about to yank them out and I saw a little tiny leaf. And I'm like,
And it's above the graft, which is the bottom part.
Yeah. So they're coming back. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, and you have magical soil, too.
Magic soil. Yes.
Yeah. You've been nurturing it for
years
a long.
Years of compost.
Yeah. That's great.
I had a similar story where I had probably a 10-foot guava tree in a container on my patio. And I covered it and, it got zapped.
Yeah.
And I thought it was gone.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I'm just going to see. What's it going to hurt? I'm just going to wait and see. And about 30 days ago, I got a little sprout from the roots. Mm-hmm. So I just cut it back to the soil. I mean, the whole tree's gone.
Yeah.
But then I've got now like little 6-inch, probably 2 or 3 sprouts coming up from the guava.
So exciting. I have my soursop tree, but I don't think it's going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm leaving it there.
Now, was that in the ground or in a pot?
Pots.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. You were really exhausted when you got home. You didn't even take the pots in.
I just decided I know where to get more.
Yeah.
had nothing to do with the wine. She was exhausted.
Nothing. Yeah.
You have a few locations that you could go to for replacing any plants. We can help you out with that.
Yes.
And you have an inside scoop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Well, taking the pots in during a freeze can be overwhelming, because I look out there and I think, I could just take those pots in. And I had a lot more than I thought. It almost took up my car space. Yeah. I was like, ay, ay, ay.
What's funny, in the winter, my father-in-law puts his plumeria in his shower.
Oh, wow.
So
how does he bathe?
I guess it's his guest.
Does he take a bath with his plumeria?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right, and plumerias. So let's talk about those when we get back.
Sure.
Yeah. Because people have now brought them back out.
Yeah. Yes.
And how do we take care of those? And if you're new to it, to plumerias, we can figure out how to make those grow. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We talk everything green and blooming here, and dirty soil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On Home Show Garden Pros, give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Not easy being a tree. You barely recover from brutal summers, then get thrust into an Arctic blast. Long droughts, excessive rain. Think it's hard on you? Try planting your feet in the ground. Not easy being a tree.
Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. Stress trees are vulnerable trees. Proper pruning, soil care, and fertilizers can ease their stress. No, it's not easy being a tree in Southeast Texas, but you can trust the Woodlands Tree Experts to keep yours healthy. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Bros.
And good morning. This is Sandy and Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros. We are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. He loves to chat with you about your blooming or your green or your soil, any of the above that you want to grow out there in the lawn and garden. So we talk a lot about microlife.
Yes, and Isaac and I were just talking about what we're doing in our yard and what we've done in our yard. And we've posted pictures of my yard with the compost, and we put the Humates Plus out and some fertilizer, and just in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Brilliant green. And Isaac was saying the same thing. He did aeration, compost top dress, and you didn't do compost.
I did the hybrid.
You did the hybrid 2005. So the MicroLife hybrid 2005 is a great way to wake your grass up.
Nice.
And that's time, you know, it's we're transitioning, we're warming up. And so it's time to wake your grass up. So a combination of MicroLife Humates Plus, the 004, will kind of open up the soil.
Nice.
And then you put the 2005, which will wake it up and get it growing. And within days, you see a big difference. MicroLife is a Houston-based company. They are just pumping out amazing, high-quality products. They've been doing business a long time, just salt of the earth
locally,
people.
Yeah,
local products made for our challenging weather conditions. And if you want to get ahead of this hot summer, one way to do it is put the MicroLife Humates Plus out. That is going to hydrate the soil. It's going to pull moisture from the humidity back into the soil. It's going to bust up that clay layer. It just makes for a very healthy environment. So for more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com or microlifefertilizers.com and see what you should be putting out in your yard.
Right. It's all of their products are great.
And non-burning.
Yes, non-burning and safe for pets and children. And
organic, all food grade.
Yeah, so that's really important. I love that.
But super high-powered and very effective.
Great. Thank you very much. We love MicroLife. Great products.
Well, I've got a great story. It's funny. I had like a contract grow for one of my employees, and it was probably 2 weeks before we were going to send these trees. And I had one of my guys just kind of spray, kind of do a soil drench with the super seaweed just to make sure that the trees were 100% rooted. And it was funny because like a week later, one of my guys came to me, the one that applied the super seaweed, and he goes, "All that stuff's great. I want to put it on all the trees."
Yeah, so, it's like, it is great.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny. I made a believer out of and we've incorporated that in our program and like all of our trees that we transplant.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
So,
that's awesome.
Look, the experts are using it.
Every Friday night.
Yeah, and Sherry uses it every Friday night, exactly. And I do. I've got a good routine on my super seaweed.
Yeah.
But I just love MicroLife. I mean, great, safe products. You can't burn. Yeah. So thank you for sharing
that. Well, it's also nice they have the Humate Plus in the liquid. Which is great. And I think they kind of started doing the liquid, especially since we had the bad drought in 2011, because that really helped. So you can kind of do a 1-2 punch with the liquid and the granular.
Yeah, it'll help make it more drought tolerant, but it also help make it more resilient in the to get over the flood, the big rains that we have that just pound that soil.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So after a big rain or before a big rain, it's a great idea to lay your granule, right? If you've got that.
Oh, yeah. Let it water in with the rain.
Yeah.
But afterwards, you can spray with a liquid. That's a good idea. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it helps with the compaction of that soil.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to pump the soil microbes.
Right.
And so seaweed will basically feed the soil microbiology. Humic acid will as well, too.
Yeah.
Great. I learn something new every time I come here Saturday morning and all in between because I'm texting, you know, Sherry or one of our pros and saying, what do I do about this?
It just reminds me of like my big fat Greek wedding where he's running around putting Windex on everything. It's kind of like that with seaweed.
Yeah.
Just put some seaweed on it.
Just spray some
seaweed.
Yeah. Yes. Mainly outdoors, you know, not on kids or dogs. But
You can take a bath in it, a seaweed wrap, right?
Right. Now, you need to do a little video for us about your seaweed spraying on Friday nights.
I need to.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll put that on the agenda.
Right. Right. On things to do during this slow season for you. Poor Sherry's not getting any sleep. So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Tony on the line wanting to talk to you, Mr. Isaac, from Spring Gardens Nursery. Hi, Tony.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I just bought some Persian Shield because I love the beautiful purple color. And I'd like to put it in my garden, but I as I'm reading about it, it looks like it might not be good for this area. Can you tell me about that?
Depends on the soil, depends on the light that you have. Is it at a full sun area?
No, I'm actually want to put it where I had some gingers that just are tired of being frozen and they don't want to grow much anymore.
Oh, I know. Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, the Persian Shield, like kind of a filtered area. As long as you kind of amend the soil and it's well-drained, slightly acidic, I think the Persian Shield, I mean, we grow it and we sell it. Very common, popular.
So what did you read that it wasn't a good plant for this area, that it doesn't come back after winter?
Well, no, it just said it really liked zones 10 and 11, and I was wondering if maybe this wasn't the right zone for it.
Oh, no, yeah, you're fine. I've been growing it for years, and it does perfectly fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but like Isaac said, that filtered sun, so exactly the same spot as your variegated ginger would like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then one other quick question. I got some Creeping Jenny because I wanted something low to go over the stone around my garden, but then I saw that it might be invasive. So is that very invasive, or is it something I can
No, it'll spread out a little bit.
Yeah.
I've never seen, you know, Creeping Jenny or Golden Moneywort to be really invasive.
I think everybody's definition of invasive might be a little different. I think if it spreads and it grows and it's vigorous, some people call that invasive. I call it good.
Yeah.
Growing. Yeah. Pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy. Yes.
Yeah. So well, I wouldn't call it invasive.
No, that's a great ground cover. And again, it will spread out and cover some area, but I wouldn't call it invasive.
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, I have it bordering my flower beds. I don't find it invasive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad she got that clarified. That's interesting that the tags were a little confusing for her.
Yeah.
I hope mine's invasive and covers my whole bed.
That's exactly what you wanted it to
right.
do.
Right. We want them to grow.
I find very few things invasive. You know, like the Katy Ruellia.
Yeah.
People call that invasive.
Right.
But I mean, it looks like when it seeds, you can tell what it is when it's little.
It depends on what you – I mean, if you're trying to contain it in a small bed and you've got other plants, it could be invasive. Mm. But it's great for it to spread if you've got a large area that you want it to cover.
So it just depends on
everybody's
how you want to use it.
Definition is different.
Right. Well, and you can also trim.
Yeah. You can. But one thing you need to get out and do right now is – get on the phone, call Best Choice Lawn Aeration. It is time. We've got to open up that soil and get it aerated, get some good compost in there, wake up your grass. And Ricky at Best Choice Lawn Aeration can help you with this. His number is 713-890-9977. A lot of the things that the aeration is going to do, it's going to break up your compacted clay soil. It's going to allow for water to flow down into the soil. Mm-hmm. It's going to allow fertilizer. Like Isaac said, he just put the fertilizer down after he got Ricky to come and aerate. It's going to just make the grass happy. It's going to make your trees happy. Yeah. He also offers a yearly program. It's one compost top dress, two aerations, and six fertilizations.
That's a great.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you've got to call Ricky. Get on the list. He's going to book up real quick. 713-890-9977. That's Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Get it going now.
Yeah. I know Isaac got yours done a couple of weeks before I did, and I got on the list, and mine was done a few weeks ago. And never, we've been in the house for 12 years. Mm-hmm. So that means we've been through some droughts and through Harvey.
Yeah.
Sitting water there and never done it. Mm-hmm. So my soil was probably very happy about
And your trees.
Yep. Yes. And the trees. You're right. Yeah. So Best Choice Lawn Aeration, give Ricky a call, 713-890-9977. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And again, I recommend, 2 to 3 times. Me personally, I prefer early spring, early summer, and early fall.
Oh, nice.
You do it 3 times.
Okay.
You really see, a big difference. Yeah. And then you're applying something after you.
Right.
You aerate, whether it be,
Humate.
Microlife, humates, compost.
Right.
And then also a liquid that just helps that much more.
That's great. Good information. Thank you very much for that. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey there, gardeners. It's Leo from Nature's Way Resources. Spring is in full swing, and now's the perfect time to give your lawn the TLC it deserves. Now is the best opportunity to protect your turf from pesky brown patch and other fungal diseases with leaf mold compost from Nature's Way Resources. Why wait until it's scorching hot? Applying compost now makes lawn care a breeze for you and your wallet. Organic matter and compost improves water retention, meaning less watering and a healthier lawn all summer long. Plus, it's a surefire way to have the envy of the neighborhood. But it's not just your lawn that could use a spring pick-me-up. Give your garden beds a makeover with our native hardwood mulch for insulation and a fresh look after this winter's chill. And speaking of fresh looks, our plant nursery is bursting with vibrant colors and blooms just waiting to breathe life into your garden. Have questions? Don't hesitate to stop by and chat with our experts. And be sure to check out our free newsletter, The Lazy Gardener, for tips, tricks, and inspiration. To sign up, visit our website, www.naturewayresources.com. Make this spring your best one yet with Nature's Way Resources. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Nature's Way Resources. They're up north between the Woodlands and Conroe. Yes, make this the best spring ever. There's always something to do out in the yard.
So always something to do.
Always.
Even if it's just observing.
Right.
Right. And I've learned that from you because you would say, Sandy, your plants talk to you. And they really do. And your lawn does too. It tells you what's going on.
If you can just observe and not react.
Right. Especially, yes.
And if you're going to react, it's a more comfortable, it's a more relaxing way of gardening.
Yes, right. It is. Mm-hmm. And that would be here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I am Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery in taking your calls at 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number. Mm-hmm. 281-833-3333. So at the break, Isaac was talking about all of the shipments that you're getting in. Our Home Show Garden Pros are super busy with trucks delivering items, and your favorite was
Thursday, right? We just got our tropicals in, hibiscus and a lot of our different tropicals. So.
Yes. So we're ready to go. Now, you can't see it, but maybe we should post the picture of his hibiscus they took a picture of. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So now's the time, to make sure that we get all of the plants that we want out in our yard. Let's go. Right. Let's make that list. What are we going to fill in the holes?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. What really thrived last year? What didn't do good? You got to keep mental notes or keep a notebook.
So give us some hints. Mm-hmm. So things that maybe we lost something, during the freeze. What should we be moving towards? What are some really good
Well, I mean, the Tony called in the Creeping Jenny. I think that's a great one.
Ground cover is a ground cover.
I like the Mexican sedum, mm-hmm. or the Mexicana. Lemon ball. Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. That one's great. I have that in my yard. Low maintenance, especially. And I think it's important to go off what the color of your house is.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if you have a white, you'd want to use maybe something darker. Mm-hmm. My house is like red brick, so I want to use something brighter. You don't really want to use something red or burgundy because it kind of washes out. So I like to do a variegated or something lime green so it really pops against the red brick.
And it sounds like vincas have been going like crazy. That's what y'all were talking about.
If you can find them.
Yeah. So I have them.
Yeah. Yeah. Spring Gardens Nursery. Right off of Gosling Road.
Right.
Now, do y'all have the trailing ones, the cascade in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Send them your way.
Yeah. Yeah, please do.
Exactly. But like you mentioned, some different things. You know, if you don't want to have the same plants that your neighbors do, it's a nice way to go.
Yeah. Like I said, if you've got the White House, some people consider it invasive. I love it because it is very aggressive. It's the Purple Heart. Nice pop of color. Oh. And they also have another variety, which is the Pink Stripe Purple Heart. Mm-hmm. So it's a purple heart with little pink stripe.
Yes.
And then if you put, you know, a lime with that, it really makes it pop. Mm-hmm. Like the sedum, Creeping Jenny, lime green potato vine.
Very nice. So. See, I mean, even saying those colors on the radio, you can see them.
Right.
Very fun.
Yeah, and adding that chartreuse, bright lime green is very popular in the landscapes right now. So like the Eureka Gold, Yaupon Holly.
Yeah.
Ooh, great idea.
Sunshine Ligustrum, Kaleidoscope Abelia.
The Honey Bun Calera. Have you seen that one?
Uh-huh. No.
So there's a lot of that color. You used to only get potato vine, that color, and then we would have the variegated ginger.
Yeah.
And now there's just like this whole slew of plants that you can do.
So Cuban Gold Duranta is another one that you have that lime green.
Mm-hmm. So colors, colors, colors. It's all about colors in the spring. Yep. Super fun. So you can give Isaac a call at 281-833-3333. He is here from Spring Gardens Nursery. And when we return, we'll talk with Alan after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Sure, you can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local. Support local. The Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuvia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers. Your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You are listening to on Sports Radio 610. We talk about the sport of gardening, but it's a fun sport. It's an easy sport. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery taking your phone calls. So give us a call, and we will chat with you. And we have Alan after this, but we want to talk to you about a new soil that we've added. And I've already been playing with it in my own yard and pots.
And it's the coast of Maine. And, you know, we always talk about diversity, right?
Yes.
And this is just another tool in our toolbox to diversify our soil and our growing.
Perfect.
But what I've used it on in the past week is blueberries.
Oh!
And they have an amazing acidic loving plant soil. It's a blue bag like a blueberry, but you can use it on your blueberries, your azaleas, hollies, you know, just add a little bit when you're planting, but it'll bring that pH down to where these acid lovers love it. But they have just a whole line of high quality, organic, OMRI certified soils that you can use for all kinds of different things. They have a tomato soil with a tomato on the bag. They have a rose soil with a rose on the bag. I did the acid loving plant for the blueberries, and they are thriving.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Yes. So it's got all kinds of high quality inputs, like things from the coast of Maine, like lobster and crab, all the different shellfish, tree bark, worm castings, and seaweed are favorite.
Yes.
So for ultimate results, use the best soils. Coast of Maine, so go to your nearest Home Show Garden Pro, and if they don't have it, ask them to get it.
Right,
It's very, very easy to get. So for more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com or go online and go to coastofmaine.com and check out their product line.
Great. Love it. Well, I used it in my pot for my new avocado tree. So
yes.
It's beautiful soil. Thank you, Coast of Maine. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan. How are you? Oops.
Hey, Alan.
Oh,
good
morning. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yep, we got you. What you got for Isaac today?
Yeah. I had one of my cows get separated from a calf. I had to go chase him down because they like children.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry about that. I've got some gardenias that y'all told me how to plant. I planted them exactly like y'all told me, and then I walk out the other day, and all the tips are brown. And I was thinking, because they were beautiful plants, and I was like, why are the tips brown on my gardenias?
And on the blooms.
And it said, you know, it's a lack of sun. And I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, well, what do you got, Isaac? What do you got for him?
Well, gardenias don't like to be wet. Mm-hmm. And so without seeing them, just by your description, I would probably first go to fungal. They might be over wet. They like to be well-drained soil. So just based on your description, it sounds like it could be a fungal
issue. Too much water.
Yeah. Too much water.
Now, would he need to treat with a fungicide or just work out the watering?
I would probably do both.
Mm-hmm. And what fungicide would you have him use?
Probably, you know, several different varieties of systemic fungicides. We use one called Garden Foss.
Okay. And that would just be a drench.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to come over to y'all's place, Sherry, today, and I'm going to bring a leaf over and let y'all look at it, because, like I said, I planted them, and I didn't water them because all the, you know, the rain we had, and then we got the rain yesterday, and I'm thinking, when I'm having no sunshine, I'm thinking, how can they ought to be like that?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
When did you plant them, Alan?
About three or four weeks ago.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah. So you know what I would do? Too. We just had all that rain. But I would just go out since you just planted them and just pull one out of the ground.
Yeah.
And look and see what's happening in that hole.
Yeah.
Is it sitting in water or you know, after all that rain, is it dry?
Yeah.
It's and we gotta adjust one way or the other.
Yeah.
Now that won't put it in the transplant shock well if I put it back in the ground.
Not any more than it already is.
Right.
It's already not happy right
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got to do some investigating to see which way you need to go.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more thing. I think y'all told me about this. My dark-colored canna lilies, they haven't come up yet, and I've seen some in the, you know, this on the side of the road or whatever this guy had by his yard, and they're all up and tall, and I'm thinking maybe I should dig it up, and what if I could dig it up? Would it show me if it's starting to grow, if I dig it up a little bit, or just
now you've had those, haven't you?
Did you already cut them back, Alan?
I cut them back. Yeah, I cut them back in the wintertime when it was about 15 degrees outside.
Yeah, I would just do, you know, a granular feed and also a liquid.
I put some of that. I got some of that. My wife stopped by there and got some of the. We're talking about it on the radio.
MicroLife.
Yes, MicroLife. Yeah.
Okay. Liquid or granular?
I put some of that on there, but you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe I just need to put a new one there.
Was that a liquid or a granular?
It was the granular.
The granular takes probably 2 to 3 weeks, but I would do a liquid, and it wouldn't hurt to do another application of granular.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't dig them out. No, but if you want to kind of pull the mulch back and see if there's any action down there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't want to mess them up if they are coming out. But my green ones are, you know, they're about a foot tall. I'm thinking, well, maybe the darker ones don't act as fast.
Well, I would recommend something with a little higher nitrogen if you really want to push new growth, like that hybrid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a liquid. Did you mention a liquid?
Yeah. I would probably do the Ocean Harvest.
Yeah. And just remember, they might be a little slower.
Right.
Like Sherry was telling me earlier, you know. That
yeah. We all bloom at different rates.
Yes, we bloom. Yeah. So give it a chance, but maybe the liquid might give it a little bit of a boost,
too. The liquid will help.
Yeah. Well, good.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Sounds like you have had a...
I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good morning, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sandy and Sherry are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And Isaac is our Home Show Garden Pro expert from Spring Gardens Nursery up off of Goslin Road. So give Isaac a call and we'll return after this.
Made in America. What does that mean? At Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, it means a family coming together to get a job done the best way we know how. It means a marriage between state-of-the-art and good old-fashioned know-how. It means caring about the product and the people who use it. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Purescapes. From lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades.
Nelson's Plant Food. Texas-made targeted nutrition. Helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
The Woodlands Tree Experts. The arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Coast of Maine. Crafted with the finest sea-sourced elements for your ultimate organic garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249, your gardening pro both on and off the radio. When I'm not answering your questions and causing trouble on Home Show Garden Pros with my unintentional naughty plant humor, I'm here at Plants for All Seasons, our family-owned garden center located on Highway 249. Plants for All Seasons is a full-service garden center. And what that means for you is that we are here to assist you and that we carry most everything you need for your gardening projects. Do you recall the scene in Forrest Gump where Bubba just starts listing all the different ways to prepare shrimp, like shrimp kebabs and shrimp creole and shrimp gumbo? Well, I could give you the Bubba version of what all we carry at Plants for All Seasons on 249, but that would be very long and boring. So let me just say that Plants for All Seasons has a wide array of plants and all of the Home Show Garden Pro recommended products. Our family and staff are at your service, whether you are into your lawn, trying your hand at backyard farming, or you just want beautiful flower beds, we are here to assist in your success. Plants for All Seasons is in the north area of Harris County on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road, and we are just north of Vintage Park, so stop in to see us. And now, back to Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we have got Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery taking your phone calls at 281-833-3333. And you can call us about any gardening items. We were just, I've got my mode in bike rides right now because Sherry's husband's on a 400 mile
race.
Wow. Race.
Through the National Forest.
Yes. That is amazing.
On gravel roads.
Right. Oh my goodness gracious.
And he's been riding since 8 a.m. yesterday.
Friday morning, straight through. Wow. And then Isaac was talking about that they were participating in feeding people in the MS-150. Yeah. I mean, those are great athletes.
You know why I could never do this?
Why?
And I know what you're thinking.
What? No, you don't know what I'm thinking.
because you think that I couldn't do it physically.
No.
I would get distracted by the trees.
And the wildflowers.
Right, yes. Right. Yeah, I would be taking pictures of right, everything.
Wait, right. I got to slow down and see what that was.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, that would be me too.
Yeah.
There are times when I almost asked Charlie to pull over so I can take a picture of a flower, and then I'm like, no, we're in a hurry. Or
that was Greg and I on our honeymoon in Hawaii. Yeah. And then finally he was like, if you ask me to stop one more time, that was like one of our first, not fights, but he was like, I don't want to turn around for a vine.
Right.
Like,
people have pictures of their kids. I have pictures of my flowers.
Right. Yeah.
I love my kids. If you're listening, right. I love my kids, and I do have pictures. But they're older now, so yeah. they're not as cute as they used to be.
It's funny, in the springtime, I'll have my wife drive so that I can see, you know, the flowers and, and the plants. I get distracted too easily.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's such beautiful stuff. And if you want your lawn and garden to be beautiful like that, just give us a call at 281-833-3333. Spring Gardens Nursery is here taking your calls, and we've got Tony on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
We are well. What have you got for Isaac?
Okay, well, I plan to plant some St. Augustine plugs.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, as I plant them, should I put something like some humite, that microlife in that area or in that hole where I'm planting it, or anything, compost or anything, or can I just plant it and just keep it watered?
Well, I would definitely recommend to aerate first, and then do the microlife, do the compost, make sure that that's good and ready, and then you can do the plugs. And then after you do the plugs, I'd always recommend to do like a liquid fertilizer.
Like the super seaweed?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, the microlife Humates Plus will act as a root stimulator, and so will the super seaweed.
Right,
so
right.
That'll really promote some good,
good root development. Yeah.
Yep.
And Tony, I'm learning, sitting next to Sherry all these months, years, and then having our Home Show Garden Pros, it's all about the soil.
Yeah.
So so is this a new area that you're planting plugs, or is this grass that you've lost and you're replanting?
Yeah, I'm replanting.
Okay, so it died probably from the summer drought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been adding microlife to it.
Perfect.
And also been putting down some compost, so okay. I put down some things that hopefully help the soil, so it may be ready for me to just go ahead and put some plugs in
there. You go.
Yep.
And then watch the water, I guess, as the summer
and
comes.
Just with the soil temperature warming up, they'll really establish pretty quick.
Forget the liquid. It's a lot quicker than the granular.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And that was a great call. We have a lot of calls about turf and grass.
And it's turf time. It's time to wake it up, get it going, fill in the holes.
Yeah.
You know, if you were talking about, Sandy was telling us on the break that she's got a lot of little weeds popping up.
Yeah.
She's got it recently aerated and compost top dressed.
Right.
And you will have that, but they're not lawn competing weeds.
Right. Panic.
Don't panic. Don't go spray weed killers.
No, I wouldn't. You know me, I wouldn't do that, but I would pull them. But
anytime you have an opportunity for a weed to pop up, you have soil, you have sunshine, some little weed is going to come in, but the name of the game is let's get the St. Augustine healthy and happy to out-compete those little weeds.
So. And then you advise me to mow. Make sure I'm mowing
and you mow the tops off. You mow the seed heads off.
Right, right. Yep. And I think my St. Augustine is going to be very nice and healthy.
It is going to be.
It gets lots of yummy meals from me, so... So I take care of my soil only because of you guys on Home Show Garden Pros. So you too can learn about your soil and beautiful colors, adding plants to your lawn and landscaping at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. What is on your list for your lawn and garden this weekend? Give us a call. We'll return after this.
How far would you go for a refreshing backyard that wows friends?
How about Katie?
I'm Anita.
And I'm Peter from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Where you find one-of-a-kind fountains, fish, plants, and pots.
Direct imported pottery from around the world.
Pots transform patios, beds, backyards.
And front yards.
Add plants, trees.
Or fountains.
Pottery's just the start.
We specialize in creating beautiful spaces.
Make coming home your favorite destination.
Start at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
You can find us at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Which would you choose? A bumpy road with potholes or smooth, fresh pavement? Easy choice. Same goes for plumbing. You want water from corroded sediment-filled pipes or smooth, clean, corrosion-free pipes? Fact is, galvanized pipes are bumpy roads that fail without notice. TDT fixes plumbing pinhole potholes for good. Guaranteed. Whether it's PEX repiping or e-pipe restoration of the pipes you have, TDT's decades of experience gives you affordable choices. TDT PEX Repiping and E-Pipe Restoration. Make the easy choice. TDTEPipe.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got Isaac here from Spring Gardens Nursery taking your phone calls. And just to remind you, these Home Show Garden Pro experts, as we call them, well, they are experts, but we call them Home Show Garden Pros. They rotate through here every Saturday morning. So you can wake up every Saturday morning and listen to Sandy and Sherry with a Home Show Garden Pro expert taking your calls. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. We are talking everything lawn and garden.
And soil.
And it's all,
and it's
about,
all about the soil. And not all soils are created equal. So if you're just not sure what to use, you can't go wrong with Landscaper's Pride.
Exactly.
And all the Home Show Garden Pros carry Landscaper's Pride soil. So if it says Landscaper's Pride on the back, you know it's a good, crafted, high-quality soil. Landscaper's Pride's been in business since 2002. So 20 years of experience, and they have over 27 different bagged goods.
Amazing.
So if
plenty
you,
to choose from.
Yeah. So if you're doing pots, you need to use something like their potting soil or their pot dirt. Which
really
is
really easy to find.
Yeah, it's an OMRI certified organic soil built. It's engineered for pots with very high quality growth fertilizers. So if you're doing pots, you want the best.
Nice.
Get their pot dirt. They have their landscaper's mix, their rose soil. So if you're building a brand new bed, build it out of rose soil or planting mix and then amend it with the landscaper's mix. So they have great products for your project. You're going to have great results if you use their products. So you can find more information. You can go to landscaperspride.com. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. They do real fun social media.
Yes. Yes.
Or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
I need to post my picture of, I was out running errands and I like to dabble.
Yes.
I can't do everything at once. So I like to dabble, and there's always an area that needs mulch, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always some place that it washes away or the lawnmower guys blow it away. So I had my little car, which my husband calls my go-kart.
Yes.
And I was like, my trunk is perfectly fine. I can fit a lot in that little car. Well, I got their black velvet mulch, and I plopped it in my, because I drove up and the guy was kind of looking at me, and it's like, no problem. So we loaded in there, and I've got a picture of my little trunk with my black velvet. yeah so no problem. No matter what you're driving, a motorcycle may be kind of hard, but you might be able to do
but
it.
It's been done before.
Yeah So I love Landscaper's Pride. That black velvet mulch is super fun to use. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Anthony. Isaac is here from Spring Gardens Nursery. So Anthony, we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.